Roughly 6 years ago, Hyde Park embarked on a journey to acquire a small slice of land on the city's east side to build a new water tank and...
Just by chance, happened to find out that this was a little island of land that was owned by the Bureau of Land Management.
That's Sheridine Flint. She's the mayor of Hyde Park. Last year, the city was among a handful of cities and towns to acquire federal land as part of the Dingell Act. She says that she understands that a land transfer needs careful review.
But it seemed a bit excessive to take that long for just 80 acres of land that were really fairly unimportant to the federal government and even to the state government, but kind of crucial to us.
When Hyde Park created its master water plan over 6 years ago, it was prudent planning. Now the population is growing at an unprecedented rate, says Flint, and the new water tank is even more crucial.
It will enable the growth that is happening to actually continue happening up on our bench area.
The city also has plans to use the land for camping sites, hiking trails, and even a dog park.
But it has to be open and public area forever.
Congressman Rob Bishop wants to make it easier to acquire federal land for public works and recreation projects, but says he has no plans to touch any of Utah's scenic gems.
I'm not transferring Dinosaur National Monument over to the state government. We're not trying to take, you know, Bryce and Zions and give that to state government.
Bishop wants a law similar to one in Nevada that expedites the process by which the state can purchase federal land and use part of that revenue for public works, recreation, and conservation purposes. He says Utah's current system just isn't working.
And if you don't like what the federal government is doing with those decisions, it's very difficult for people on the local level to actually have a voice.
Bishop says he's focused on acquiring pieces of land that have been forgotten by the Bureau of Land Management.
Federal government does not have enough manpower to control everything they own. The federal government doesn't even know everything that they own.
In Utah, there's a long history of political leaders attempting to acquire federal land.
We've seen now three different movements.
That's Bob Keiter. He's a professor of law at the University of Utah and a land management expert.
First, the Sagebrush Rebellion. Secondly, the county supremacy movement. And then more recently, the state land transfer movement.
But he says cities and towns looking to acquire small parcels of land is a different question altogether. The reauthorization of the Federal Lands Transfer Act in 2018 requires that much of BLM's land sale revenues be used to purchase land for conservation purposes.
So at the end of the day, this is really just pretty much a wash in terms of who actually owns land. It just changes the pieces on the checkerboard, so to speak.
As for Hyde Park, building a new water tank is a lifeline, says Flint.
As a city, you can have the philosophy that, well, we don't care if we grow. We don't have to provide water for developers. We don't have to have this rate of growth. We could just continue to be a sleepy little town in northern Utah and be fine with that. But you either grow or you die.
But there's still one more delay on transferring the land.
It's actually not quite legally ours yet. We're waiting for a signature.
Flint says she's supposed to hear back in the next few weeks.
Yeah, but you know, it's government. Everything is always in a few weeks, isn't it?
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.